This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have Megan Stolen. She is a research scientist with Hub SeaWorld Research Institute.
We've been studying dolphins, especially in the Indian River Lagoon, for about 20 years now. And we've noticed that they've had some problems. So we've had multiple die-offs. Even in between those die-offs, we see dolphins that have issues like skin lesions and unusual pathologies and things like that. We had this idea that maybe we're missing something. Those deaths have been unexplained. There's lots of ideas about why they've died. We had this idea of studying the other top-level mammalian predator in the lagoon, and that would be otters. We have one species of otter here in Florida. It's a river otter, and they are mostly freshwater animals, but they will go into this brackish water. So we've moved into studying them. We have this new otter spotter program, which is where it's a citizen science program so that people can go onto a website when they see an otter and they put their data in. So they give their name, location, how many otters they saw, what the otters were doing, how big they are. And then those data go directly into a database so that we can map out where the otters are in the IRL. And the idea is to find out how many are there, what they're doing, what they're eating, what their behavior is. And then we follow up with our own sighting. In the future, we hope maybe to even catch them, put some transmitters in them, do some blood work, some health assessments in the future.
This is open to anybody that's out, whether you're fishing or you live along the river or you have a retention pond. Anybody that sees an otter can just go onto the website, log in all their information.
It's pretty simple. So if you see an otter or multiple otters, we want people to observe them from a distance. Don't disturb them in any way. If they can snap even a blurry picture, that's great. Don't get any photographs and you don't know how big it was. That's okay. So it just asks you some really basic questions. You don't have to have all the answers.
Another opportunity would be if you see a dead otter, one that got hit by a car or for whatever reason it passed away.
Right. It's the same system. So you don't have to have two different websites. You can go directly into that same website. There's a drop-down menu that says roadkill. Give me a location, and then I will go to that location, pick up the otter, and do a full necropsy, which is an animal autopsy. Even though we know essentially why the animal died, it was struck by a car, there's lots of information. So we can take tissue samples, find out how old the otter was, look for any kind of abnormalities. It's an opportunity. It can help its fellow otters by being studied.
You are going to have a seminar this Saturday, and give us the details. People can come and find out more about the program.
Right. We have an informational talk and then a little run through of how the Otter Spotter program works at the Barrier Island Center, which is in South Melbourne Beach. And it will be at 3 p.m. this Saturday. If you go on the Barrier Island Center Facebook page, you don't have to participate in the Otter Spotter program to come. You can bring your kids and just learn about otters, too.
And the website where people could go to report an otter spotting?
That's our website. If you go on hswri.org and then look for /Indian-River-Lagoon-Otters. There's a link on there, and you just click on that form.
It's nice that people can get involved in helping us understand the lagoon a little better, and hopefully we can come up with some answers and make it a better ecosystem.
Thank you.